Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing our studies in Maseches Peah. Today we are beginning Perek Vav, the sixth chapter, with Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Mishnah Aleph says, Veishamai Omrim, Hevker La'aniyim Hevker. Veishamai say that if you make something ownerless just for the poor, it is valid in that it is ownerless just for the poor. Obeis Hillel Omrim, Eino Hefker, Ad she yufkar af l'ashirim, kishmita. Beis Hillel says that something is not considered ownerless unless it's ownerless for everyone, even the rich, an example of which is shmita. So anything you wish to make ownerless must be made ownerless the same way that shmita, the produce of the sabbatical year, is made ownerless. Kol amrei hasadeh shel kav kav, ve'echad shel arba kavin, ve'shacho. If every sheaf in the field is a kav, which is a certain measure, and there's one that's four kavin, it's four times as large, and he forgot it. Beishamai omrim eino shicha. Beishamai say that it is not subject to the law of the forgotten sheaf. Uveis Hillel omrim shicha. And Beis Hillel say, no, he forgot it. It is subject to the law of the forgotten sheaf, and therefore it would go to the poor. Let us look quickly first in the Tosfos Yontiv. Beishamai omrim hevker. Hey, Beis, Kuf, Reish. Hefker kamo hefker. So the word hefker with a vase is similar to the word hefker with a fe. Sheshnehem habayas v'hape mimotze hasfa, that both the vase and the pe are expelled from the lips, umit chalifin, and they can be exchanged. So these are interchangeable letters. Sometimes we see that a word can be written with a different consonant, and sometimes they do this for purposes of exegesis. Here, I'm not sure why they chose to do it. You shouldn't do it just because you can do it, but it's explaining that these sounds are interchangeable, and the word is the same, whether it's written with a beis, as in Beis Shammai's part of the Mishnah, or with a fe, as is common, and is as it is written in Beis Hillel's half of the Mishnah, at least in the text of the Mishnah that I'm using. Okay, now let's look in the Bar Neuro. Beishamai omrim hevker la'aniyim. He can make it ownerless just for the sake of the poor. Misha hafkir la'aniyim. Someone who made something ownerless for the poor, velo la'ashirim, and not for the rich. Din hefker yeshlo. The laws of being ownerless apply to it. Upatr min ha'maiser, and it's exempt from maiser, because something which is hefker, you don't have to give tithes from. Dechsiv beleket ubepeya. As it says, your gleanings and the corners of your field, la'ani ulager tazovosam, for the poor person and for the stranger you shall leave them over. Mal tamud lomar tazovosam, why does the Torah need to tell us leave them over? Lomar al aziva acheres, dahainu hefker shehi kazu. It's teaching us regarding something else that's left over, that it's ownerless just like this. Mazula in the envelola shirim, just as this is for the poor and not for the rich. Afmash nemar b'makom acher la in the envelola shirim. Similarly, something written in another place can be for the poor and not for the rich. So he's interpreting a verse to tell us that certain things are just for the poor and not for the rich. Afla shirim kashmita. Beis Hillel say it has to be ownerless for the rich, just like for the poor, just like shmita is. Dichsiv, and there's a verse from the 23rd chapter of Exodus. V'hashvias tishmetena untashta. The produce of the seventh year, you shall let it rest, and you shall let it lie fallow. Matamud lomar untashta. Why does the Torah need to tell us let it lie fallow? Lomar al netisha acheres dahainu hefker shehi kashvias. It comes to tell us that another lying fallow, which is that which is hefker, is like shvias. Mashvias la'anim v'lashirim, just like the produce of the seventh year is for both the poor and the rich, af hefker la'anim v'lashirim. Similarly, hefker, something which is made ownerless, can be taken by either the poor or the rich. So if something is truly ownerless, you can't specify it's ownerless, only these people can take it. It's there for whoever wants it. Continuing in Mishnah Beis, Ha'omer shehu samach l'gafa u'l'gadish, a sheaf that is near a wall or a pile, l'vakor u'l'akelim, near a shed where cattle are kept, or near tools, v'shacho, and he forgot it, Beishamai omrim eino shicha, Beishamai say that sheaf is not considered forgotten under the laws of Shichcha that it belongs to the poor. Ubeis Hillel omrim Shichcha. And Beis Hillel say, yes, it is. That one's gone. It goes to the poor. Let's look in the Bartnuro. Legapa, near a wall. Gedar Avanim Siduros Zu al Zu. It's a wall of stones placed one on top of another below teat, without mortar. So it's a more temporary kind of wall. And a pile of sheaves, and something that cattle go in. And then it says kalim. Kalim just means utensils. You know, drinking glasses are kalim. You know, anything is a kli. So it specifies here, kli hamacharisha, we're talking about farming implements. Beishamai omrim eno shicha. Beishamai say that it's not considered a forgotten sheaf. Plugtaihu de beis shamai u beis hillel, ba'omer shehechizikbo leholicho le'ir. That Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing the case of a sheaf that the owner already took hold of in order to bring it to the city. V'nusnu b'tzad hagapo b'tzad hagadish v'shachu sham. And he placed it next to the wall or next to the pile, and he forgot about it there. So it's not like he left it laying in the field. He picked it up, he took it, he's going to bring it to market, and then he put it down and forgot about it afterwards. Shebeis Shammai omrim, Eino shicha shahari zakabo. Beis Shammai say that this is not considered a forgotten sheaf because he already took possession of it. Uveis Hillel omrim shicha, but Beis Hillel say it is shicha. V'hadetanan l'kaman b'masnisan, and that which we will learn later on in the Mishnah and in this chapter, ha'omer shehechezikbo l'holicho le'ir, that a sheaf that he took possession of in order to bring it to the city, v'shachko, and he forgot, modim Beis Hillel l'Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel admits to Beis Shammai, she'eino shicha, that it's not considered a forgotten sheaf. Zehu kishelo hinicho etzel hagapa o etzel hagadish. That's in a case where he didn't put it next to such a wall or such a pile. Perish acher, another explanation. Beis Shammai omrim, eino shicha afilo ba'omer shelo hechizikbo klal. Beis Shammai say, according to the second explanation, that it's not shicha even in a case where he didn't take possession of it at all. The hoil v'hanicho etzel davar hamasuyim atid lezichro. Since he put it next to one of these things, he's going to remember it. Ubeis Hillel omrim shichva kolzman shelo hechazikbo. And Beis Hillel say that it's shichva as long as he didn't take possession of it. Umodim Beis Hillel sheim hechazikbo va'achar kach shichho she'eino shichva kedamrinan besamuch. But they do agree that if he took possession of it and subsequently forgot it, then it's not shichva, as we will say soon enough. That is the end of Mishnah Beis. Join us tomorrow when we will continue with Mishnayos Gimel and Daled.